When it comes to the International Criminal Court, the Philippine government's stand has always been consistent. It says it does not recognize ICC's jurisdiction over President Rodrigo Duterte and his government after it has withdrawn as a signatory of the Rome Statute in 2019. But the Hague-based tribunal has remained defiant and announced it will open a full investigation into Duterte's so-called war on drugs, which has killed thousands of Filipinos. The Philippine government says at least 6,000 people have been killed in police-led operations since 2016. But rights groups believe that number could go as high as 30,000. Duterte's drug war is implemented across the country. Many of the victims were women and children, and most of them come from impoverished communities. This is why Duterte's drug war has long been seen as one against the poor.
As long as they give us at least a sliver of hope, I think it's not even just a sliver, it's a big window of opportunity as a chance for the victims to have an alternative, if not parallel, venue, because their own judicial system, from their perspective and perception, have failed them.
The investigation will also cover a period when Duterte was mayor of Davao City in the southern Philippines, where prosecutors believe there has been a similar, repeated pattern of extrajudicial killings.
It's going to be a bloody fight.
Many believe Duterte's rhetoric serves as strong evidence that extrajudicial killings in the Philippines are state-sponsored.
Even though it may take months or years before witnesses are called to testify or warrants may be issued, families of drug war victims already see this as a moral victory and a step towards justice. They say President Rodrigo Duterte may be popular domestically, but he holds the distinction of being the only Filipino leader to be tried and investigated in the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity. Jamela Alindogan, Al Jazeera, Manila.